I've now talking about today's topic is doing what you love and love what you're doing. We're going to have one of my Instagram followers. His name is Provoke Coach, and he is on Instagram right now watching us live, and we're just going to have a whole conversation about loving what you do and the power and the power you have when you love what you do. Give me 1 second. I need to pull up my notes. Starting off a little late today. We're getting things put back together. So when you are in a position to work for yourself, everybody's like, you should follow your passion. You know, and following your passion is extremely important to me. I believe that if you follow the things that you love to do, the money will come. So once you are building your business or building something, you need to be passionate about it. Don't just do it for the money. Don't do it for the money. So if you're just doing it for the money, then it's never going to be successful and you're going to be chasing your dreams all over the place. So I believe that you should do something that you enjoy and that you love to do so that when the money does come, you'll appreciate it way more. Okay? So we're going to have Clayton come on in about 20 minutes, and we're going to talk to him about what he does and what he loves to do. He's also a business coach as I am. And so we're going to talk to him about what he likes to do and why he decided to become a business coach and everything else. So the reason why I decided to become a business coach over the years was because I was helping multiple clients. I worked in the beauty industry, and I was doing flyers and postcards and everything else all the time. You know, I was doing flyers and videos and everything else. And everybody's like, so how do you do this? How do you do that? And how do you do this? And how do you do that? So at one point in time, I'm like, y'all don't need a graphic designer. Y'all need a coach. Y'all need somebody to coach you guys through your problems, through your situations, through everything that's going on and everything that you're doing. So it was better. I was giving free coaching courses to all of my clients who needed help. How do I write my business plan? How do I market my business? These are some of my services that I offer. But then some people, you have to actually know what you want or where you're trying to go. And I've learned that a lot of people just know their talent and they don't, and that's all they know. And because they love what they do so much, they just know their talent. And everybody tries to reach the same everybody. Everybody is like, yeah, I want everybody to be my target market. And that really doesn't work like that. So when you're passionate about loving what you do, you still have to hone in and focus on who your target market is and who you plan to market to in your business, as well as enjoying what you do. But when you have a passion for what you do, you don't mind helping people. So when everybody was asking me for all this advice, I was just giving it away because I was like, I like helping people. I enjoy assisting people in their business. I enjoy assisting people grow their business. I enjoy watching businesses grow because my whole idea was at the end of the day, if your business grows, you will have more money to pay me. You'll have more you'll have more clients, you'll refer me to more people because you will be so successful that you want to tell everybody who helped you. And that is kind of what this is about tonight, is when you take passion and take pride in loving what you do, you will have the opportunity for it to spread because people will enjoy and appreciate the love of what you do and the love for what you do, if that makes any sense. So, and they'll see the passion that you have inside of your business. They'll see the passion. They'll see how you appreciate it. They'll see how you take things. They'll see how you take time to figure stuff out for them. They'll see how you go to extra effort to make it look a certain way or to feel a certain way. So when you're loving what you do, you will take that extra effort and not even know why you're doing it. And then when you love what you do, it makes your why even stronger. It makes you even more passionate about what is going on. So everything around you, everything that's surrounded with you, it kind of pushes you towards what you want to do and be happy and being happy about doing it. Because when you're happy about doing something, you want to do it more. It's like, I like to go for a walk every day. I enjoy going for my walk. And when I don't go for my walk, I feel bad about it. When I like to help people, when I'm not helping people, I feel bad about it. You know, so these are the things that I want to help your business grow. So if I'm not successful in helping your business grow, I kind of feel some type of way about it. And it makes me, and I just want to do everything in my position to help you grow your business in the hope that you do. So finding that passion, that love of what you do helps you be more passionate with your clients, be more inspirational to your clients. They want to help you more. They want to work with you more because you're so passionate about their project. I've worked with people that I've been more passionate about their project than they've been about their project. So those are the things that when you're enjoying what you do, you're passionate about it. You like it. You don't think of it as work. When you love what you do, you really don't think of it as work. You just think of it as a day-to-day thing that you say, this is what I have to do today. You know, I have to create a couple websites. I have to create a marketing plan for a client. I have to lay out some marketing campaigns for people. I have to send out this email blast. I have to do this. And it does not feel like work. It feels like it's just part of what your day-to-day. And that's the best way to be, because then you're more excited about doing it all the time. You're more excited about putting that extra effort into what you're doing and learning about it. See, when you love what you do, you're willing to sit there and you're willing to learn about the next steps of how to do it, how it's evolving, how is it moving. Because I'm going to tell you, when I started with graphic design, I don't know if anybody knows any of these softwares, but if you do, kudos. PageMaker, CorelDRAW, like those are things that we started off with. And now we have Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, and then they've excelled. And then we have Audition and Premiere and all these other softwares that we can now use to video record ourselves and help push our businesses out there and edit stuff as a graphic designer. And now they've made the software in the cloud, so it's cheaper to get. So it's so easy to love what you do. But then at the same time, every time they come out with a new software, it's a new feature in there. Or they've changed something up. Or they're doing something different. So it's more or less about finding that whole thought process, that whole just enjoying that learning process. When you love what you do, it's like you enjoy learning about it, every change, every move that it makes, everything that it does differently, all of that. You just really enjoy that. So those are the ways and the reasons why you should do the things that you love. Because if it's something that you're just doing for money, 90% of you are just going to do it. And then if it doesn't make you money fast enough, you're gone. You know what I mean? And you're not going to stay consistent with it. When you're doing something that you enjoy, you're going to stay consistent with it. I love being on here talking to you guys. I come here every Wednesday night and sit here and talk to you guys. I actually want to do it more, but I just have to find ample time in my schedule to get it done. So creating that lifestyle and creating that time is easy when you enjoy what you do. My friends tell me, oh, Unique, you work all day. You work all the time. I don't know how you do it. The thing is that I don't even consider it work. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't work that much unless it's something, a project that I don't like, and then I consider that part work. But I don't really feel that it's work. You know, people will say, oh, what kind of work do you do? It's like, I don't really have a job. You know what I mean? I call myself Tommy from Martin. So because I think Tommy did the same thing. He did what he loved to do, and that's why nobody ever knew what he loved to do. And unless you're doing it for money or clout, you don't label the things, you don't label your names, you don't label the things that you do. So you tell people and you hope that they gravitate towards you because it's something they're interested in or something that they need, then you create a conversation with them and build upon that conversation. And the cool part is if you're building upon that conversation and you're talking about something that you love to do, you're going to sell yourself on your passion of what you like to do. If that makes any sense, you're going to sell yourself. Because if I'm talking to a client about, oh, man, I can help your business grow, I can do this, I can do that, and I can help you manage this and manage that, those are the people who are going to flock towards you because they're going to be like, wow, she's doing great. She's doing a lot of things that she loves, what she does. She's going to treat my business just as much, just as great as she treats hers. So those are the things that your clients want, whatever you're giving to them. If it's tutus, if it's lip gloss, if it's a book, if it's a pamphlet, make sure that what that product is, you love it. Have you ever sold something that you did not like or didn't love? You know what I mean? Have you ever sold something that you didn't love? You don't sell it because it's too hard for you to sell because your passion and your mindset is not there because you're like, I don't really use these. Or, like, I don't like that. For example, back in the day, everybody used to be Mary Kay Avon, Mary Kay Avon, Mary Kay Avon. And I was just like, I don't wear enough makeup for that. I don't wear enough makeup to purchase Mary Kay or purchase, you know, makeup. So me trying to sell this Mary Kay or use these products, I can't use them. I can't sell them because I don't use them. You know, so, and every time I went to these old Mary Kay classes, they would mess up my makeup. They put some weird color lipstick on me that wasn't attractive to me at the time. And so those are the things. It's like, you didn't make me feel, or you may have felt that you enjoyed the job, but I didn't think you did because you didn't research, you know, how to make what colors work better with darker skin versus lighter skin or even lighter skin. So you have to take that time to do that research to know. It's like being a makeup artist and don't know how to put makeup on. You're just doing it for the money. One, you're not going to make too much money because you're not going to learn the new techniques. And then the second part is if you're just sitting there, you're not going to want to work with that person. And your energy level, when you're working with something that you love what you do, your energy is so much higher and so much more impressed and so much more out there that people are going to just gravitate towards you because your energy is like, yes, 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 I like it, I love it, I want to continue to do it. So making sure that when you are working with whomever you're working with and doing what you do, that you really, really enjoy it. You really, really have a passion for it because that will exude out into your work. It'll just push out into your work. And I love to cook. So I sit there and I cook. I play with spices. I play with different things each time. And, you know, I experiment. I sit and play in the kitchen. Like tonight, we had some apples that were sitting there for a little while. And I was like, before they go bad, you know, where you can't do nothing to them, what should I do? So I asked everybody. I was like, what y'all want me to do with these apples? They said, make an apple pie. I was like, as long as y'all eat it, I'll make it. Because I'm not a big sweet eater. So once I made the pie, it's going to be good. I might actually have to eat a slice. And we got some ice cream out in the refrigerator, too. Ooh, you're not that I'm supposed to eat it. But I might have to try a piece of apple pie, warm apple pie, and some applesauce. I think that'll be so good. But that's how passionate I am about doing what I do because I took the time and I, you know, put some little ginger in it and put some honey in it and put some allspice and all kind of stuff in it to make it unique and make it a little rum to make it better, to make it taste better, to make it taste unique. So it just is a whole matter of doing something as like that to in your business. And if you have that passion for it and you really, really enjoy it, you'll continue to do it over and over and over on multiple levels. So we're going to take a little break. I'm going to talk to you about my sponsor and my book by Pookie. If you have not received this book, I broke this book because I think that everybody needs to know these things about how to remove negative people out their life, because at some point in your life, you know, you don't even know that they're being negative to you. So, you know, this book helps you understand who those people are and how to distinguish them and how to remove them out of your life. And we're coming into the third quarter or the second quarter. So I have my business planner. Yes, this is the Bible of planners. You leave it at the home, you leave it at the office, or take it with you, however you feel about it. But it has enough sheets and enough notes and everything else for you to be able to do anything you need in your business. It has a marketing plan sheet. It has today's plan, what you need to do today. It has productivity planners. It has everything. And it even has, because I think your business is your lifestyle. That's why you should always love what you do, because your business really is your lifestyle. So having this planner with you, it has a food tracker, a water tracker, Instagram post tracker. It has everything that you will need and your heart desires for you to do. So you should just use it, purchase it. So my website, purchase it on Amazon, look up the Unique Business Planner and you can find it on Amazon. There's four of them for each quarter. This is per quarter, so you can have it. So those are my topics for my sponsors for tonight. In a few minutes, we're going to bring Mr. Clayton on to the show, and we're going to talk to him about what he does and him loving what he loves to do. So we're about to bring him on, and I am super excited about having him. He's been person who's reached out to me about being on the podcast on multiple occasions. So I'm excited about having him here. Y'all will be able to hear what he says. Again, he is a business coach, as I am. If anybody would like to be on the podcast or would like to be a sponsor or like me to talk about their products on the podcast, please DM me, hit me up, and feel free to give me a call at any point in time. So while we're waiting on Carlton to come on, live, we're going to really hone in and make sure y'all understand the passion that you have to have in your business, because nobody is going to be passionate for you. Nobody is going to love your business like you do. Nobody is going to actually take the time and do it. Even when you are helping other people, in their business, and helping other people reach out there, it is really hard. What's the topic? The topic is we're talking about making sure you love what you do. Loving what you do is pinned in the comments right there, and taking the time to appreciate the joys you have in your business, because your business has to grow. And the only way your business is going to grow is if you are consistent. Now, if you're doing something that you dislike or don't enjoy, you're not going to continue to do it. You're not going to continue to do it at all. So why do it? Why put that extra effort into doing it? So you just really have to make sure that it is your passion and it is everything that you want to do. Is there any questions out there about? And then I have a worksheet on my website. Like, if you are wanting to start a business or you don't even know where to start with your business or whatever to do, I have a questionnaire on how to find your passion. Now, when you're looking for your passion, it's something that you would do for free. Like, what I'm doing right now, this time that I'm taking right now, is something that I'd be willing to do if I wasn't getting paid for, if I didn't have clients, because I appreciate watching businesses grow. It's like watching a flower. It's like watching a plant, you know, grow. You want to sit there and you want to watch it. You want to water it. You want to fertilize it. You want to do all kinds of things to it, you know, try new stuff to it, just so that it will grow and become bigger and better and prettier. So when your flower becomes bigger and better and prettier, that's how I treat businesses like that. So I take the time to sit up here and for an hour or whatever and talk about businesses growing and everything else. All right, we have Carlton on the line, and he is going to come in. He's going to introduce himself and talk about what he does and how he loves what he does. Give me 1 second. Hello, Carlton? Clayton?
Hi, it's Clinton.
Clinton. I'm so sorry. I do apologize for that. Clinton? Yes.
Hi,
you're live now. I'm awesome. So tell people about what your company is, what your IG handle is, and then tell us about you and what you love to do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, number one, I have complete gratitude, and I really do appreciate you allowing me to come on your show. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes. I've been following you for a minute. Obviously, you know, as you said earlier, you know, I've been kind of reaching out to you because, you know, we do similar things. We help business owners out, and we help people out, more importantly. You know, it's exciting to kind of share the mic a little bit with you. So thank you so much for having me on.
You are very, very welcome. So tell everybody what you do and what's your IG.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Clinton Mansfield. I am the CEO and founder of Provoke Coach. We are a coaching company that specifically focuses on people. And of course their business as well. So we provoke positive change and peak performance in people and in their business. And we do not only individual one-on-one coaching with individuals in lifestyle coaching, which is extremely important to me because I think that's where it all starts. And then we do help business owners out and then groups of people as well. So we do, you know, right now virtual speaking engagements, but we do speaking engagements for group coaching and group training as well, not only in the capacity of life and lifestyle, but also with business owners and, you know, really specific to more sales, I think, than anything else for their business as well. You know, sales and revenue, you know, in my opinion, is, you know, pretty important.
Right, right. And that's great. And those are the things that I'm thinking about actually going into that life coaching realm too, because I believe that's where it starts when you're becoming a business. Because if you don't have that mindset in the beginning, and I always talk about mindset, if you don't have that mindset, you're never going to win. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
If you don't have the mindset to win, you're never going to win. It's going to be too hard for you to get past your brain, you know. So you have to have the mentality before anything becomes successful to you. So that is a very awesome thing that you're doing for people.
You know what? Yeah. Well, you know what they say is that, you know, how you do one thing is how you do another. So, you know, how you run your business is probably how you run your household and vice versa.
Right.
And it's probably how you run your personal finances the same way that you run your company's finances, you know,
right.
And there's elements that you can take away from each one of those things. It's just a matter of where you need the most help and where do you kind of start digging in, you know, to help that person out, because I'm assuming that you've probably ran into a lot of that. You know, through your business coaching, you've really found out that, you know, there's more problems than just, you know, the bottom line, right? There's more problems
right.
than just, you know, the profits and losses. It's probably that CEO, it's probably the owner of that company probably has some personal things that they need to overcome first, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, you know? I mean, I haven't always done it. You know, I've only really been essentially, I guess, in business for this for a few years now. It's been about, you know, 3 years. Before that, I was in corporate America for almost 20 years. You know,
wow.
So it was, quite an interesting ride, to say the least.
What did you do in corporate America?
So I was an executive vice president for sales and marketing for a large organization that ran health clubs, actually. So it was Fitness International, which a lot of people know as to be LA Fitness across some areas, of course, of the country. So very large organization. I started, of course, as an entry-level individual right after college, and kind of worked my way up into management and then into executive management, and did a great job and had a great time, a wonderful company to work for and to work with. And it was, you know, like an education for 20 years, a very good education, to say the
right.
least.
Right. And you got paid for it. Yay. So
of course, absolutely.
When you were working with them, you learned a lot about, like you said, marketing, so business development and everything else, or marketing development in that realm.
Absolutely.
Did you, obviously, because you're continuously doing, you're still doing it, you must have loved it. And what about it did you love?
I think, you know, you can start at the beginning, right? So, you know, as a young man, you know, kind of struggling with what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. You know, here I am 22, 23 years old, you know, fresh out of college. The only thing that I was good at was actually exercising and physical fitness. And that's what I went to school for. So naturally that's what I was attracted to. And that's what I did well. So, you know, naturally I was looking for a gym type atmosphere. Now, little did I know there was a lot more to running a business, right, than just, you know, training people or getting people in shape. But I love to help people. So what I really enjoyed is the amount of money that I could make in a sales capacity. So I really learned how to make a lot of money in the regards of, you know, kind of a different economy at the time. But as a young man, I had a lot of bills, and I really wanted to make sure that I could pay those bills. So naturally, sales was an attraction for me, and learning really what sales was and being a student of sales was extremely important. So people like Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins, Anthony Robbins, well, that's what really kind of created this personal development realm that I kind of adapted to. So it wasn't just about sales, because sales is influence, and influence is management, and management is leadership. And really, it all kind of connects together. So in order for you to move things, you actually have to influence others to be able to do things maybe either that you can't do or that you won't do or that you need an army to do so. And then that's when leadership comes in, because you're willing to kind of get yourself out there. So I moved up through the ranks very quickly. It was just something that I was very attracted to. And when you're attracted to something, and when you can actually get people, you know, when you're talking about getting people in shape and changing people's lives and turning them around, I was doing that at scale at that point. So what I was doing is I was, sure, selling people into the idea of working out and taking care of themselves. But more importantly, I was teaching other people how to do that. So when that starts building and that starts really transferring into now running multiple facilities as an executive, not only was I learning all the business know-how from being in that type of position to where I was actually kind of monopolizing, really helping people at scale, right? Thousands and then millions and so on and so forth. So it was pretty exciting along the way. What changed is that corporate America changed, right? Our economy changed. It wasn't so fun anymore. The company grew very quickly, and it wasn't their fault. I mean, look, they did what every other company in the world wants to do, grow, 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 and make tons of money hand over fist. But I lost sight of what was important to me, and that was helping people. So naturally, I said, okay, now I have all these business-type skills. What do I do with them? and I want to help people. I don't really want to be a personal trainer, right? Because that's not really using the best of my abilities. It's just something that I enjoy to do and have fun.
Right.
So I said, wow, what about really life coaching, or really more lifestyle coaching and business coaching? So I really started to dip in a few years back. I left corporate America. I took a chance on myself. I said, look, I am equipped with the skills necessary to be a powerhouse in this industry, right? I know what it takes to run a profitable business. I know what it takes to build an empire. I know what it takes to influence people at scale. So why don't I just take this and build my own company with my own rules and my own mission and provoke positive change,
right? Right.
And this gives me the ability, which is really the whole purpose of my company, is to provoke positive change. You need to get under people's skin a little bit. Provoke is it's a harsh word, and I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose because that's the type of management style that I have. That's the type of leadership style that I have. Because you might not like what I tell you, but it's the truth, and it's going to hurt, and it's probably going to make you cry. It's probably going to get a lump in your throat a little bit. But whether it's a business decision that we need to make, a hard one, or it's an individual life-changing decision, we need to do it. Right?
Right.
So I am provoking positive change in people. And it's all linked to my mission, which what I do with my business is anybody that works with me, whether you're a business or you're an individual person that takes me on as a life coach or a lifestyle coach, is what we do is then you choose the charitable organization or group that you want a part of those profits to go to. I'm
nice.
A fair person. I'm a fair person. I need to take care of my family, of course, 100% first. But instead of me buying Ferraris and Lambos and doing all that kind of stuff, I'd rather take that type of money and raise it for things in people and children and animals and our earth and all the other, you know, kind of charitable groups that I like to get involved with, and give that back because it goes much further. You know, the cost of an expensive car or to live lavishly, and again, don't quote me on this, right? Like, I think all that stuff's cool. Like, that's awesome stuff. If that's what you want to do with it, do with it. But what you should do is take that kind of money and invest that into something that's going to give you and give other people so much more. Right. And that's really my mission. You know, at the end of the year, when I'm sitting with my accountant saying, hey, how much money did we make? I want to know, how much money did we give back, and to what charitable groups are we behind in? Right. Like, I want to know what improvements need to be made next year. If we didn't raise enough money for a particular charitable group, I want to know why, and what do we have to do marketing wise, and what do we have to do, you know, as far as target-wise, to get that job done, right? Because it's all, for me, about legacy. That's why I do videos, which are going viral. That's why I give content out, which everybody can have absolutely for free. So that way, my daughter can look back 20 years from now and say, hey, you want to see your grandfather? Look at this on YouTube.
Right.
And they're going to have everything there that I had to give I guess the hand-me-downs of education, right? That's what
right.
I'm going to have.
That's why
I do it.
I respect that. And that is a lot of passion and a lot of giving back. And that is one other thing is when you are passionate about what you're doing, you don't mind giving and teaching and helping as many people as possible. And giving back to the community so that they can grow and help. That's similar to what I do with my Be Unique brand. So every year with my Be Unique brand, I sponsor a new entrepreneur. So I sponsor an entrepreneur, and I do pretty much all their marketing, their website, their everything that they need for them so that they can start their business and grow their business, and help them get themselves out there. Because sometimes, like when I started doing this, I didn't have anybody, I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have anybody in my circle to really help me do it. And you're, it's a learning curve, and you're learning as you go. Like you had at least, you had school corporate America. See, I never made it to school corporate America. So my thing was like, okay, this is what we do. So I go to YouTube and go to, now I go to YouTube University anytime that I want to learn something or anytime I need to figure something out. And that is about having that level of passion, because at the end of the day, if you don't have that passion and you don't have that drive, I tell people there's always options. If you're not making the money or you're not doing what you desire to do, then go get a job. Go get a job at Wendy's, McDonald's, Walmart. Go work there for 30 days and see how that works for you. I guarantee you, you will find a level of passion after that, because you'll figure out that that's not what you want to do. Or get a job in doing whatever you went to school to do. And some of us, that's the thing that you started and how I started. We have a similar path, different areas, of course. But like you started as a personal trainer. I technically started as being a nail tech, and then I was a graphic designer and that whole process. So starting as a graphic designer, my industry changed because you have Fiverr and we have Upwork and we have Microwork and all these other websites that people can go to, Vistaprint, to go to do it yourself, DIY everything, right? So I learned that I can't, people are not going to pay the fee that I want to charge because I've been doing this for years in graphic design how I want to. So I've learned that if I talk to them and teach them how to do it, then they're going to appreciate that I took the time to teach them, and they're going to pay me for that. And then some of my clients are like, well, I don't even want to do it myself. Can you do it for me? I was like, sure, why not? Let me help you. You know, so those are the things that help me build and help me grow in my business, because I have so much passion to help others and to help others grow in their businesses. Because my ultimate, you know, I guess my ultimate why is be on the beach naked. You know what I mean? Everybody laughs at me when I say that. But the freedom side of that is being able to lay on the beach with so much freedom and so much ability to do and move how you want to, that you're pretty much naked. It doesn't even have to be physically naked, but mentally naked, to have that level of freedom to move and go how you want to. And when you're building your own business, it gives you that freedom. So I want to empower as many people as possible to have that freedom, to have that power to move and shake, to be able to spend time with their children, like I have my daughter's baby. I call her my daughter's baby. Some people call it grandbaby. I call it my daughter's baby. I'm able to watch her during the day while my daughter goes to work. You know what I mean? And if I had a real job, I might not have been able to do that. You know what I mean? And so I like to be able to spend that time. And I didn't have that in my life. My mom had to work all the time. She worked. So I may still be working per se, but now I have the time and I have the freedom to go to the plays, to go to the rehearsals, to go to the games. And I'm there. And I'm there as much as I possibly can. And I try to pride myself into doing that. So that level of freedom brings that level of passion for me to help and grow every business. And I would love to help as many people as possible to grow their business so they have that level of freedom. Once you build out your system and once you organize and create a team, now you can have that system and you can now go and be free and be naked, as I would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, and that's really what it's about, is that what you give to people, right? I mean, as a business coach, you know, I don't know about you, it's like when a client gets a win, you know, it's like, I mean, you might as well just put more money into my account, right?
Right.
Where, you know, that's the type of feeling that I get, right? So that part right there is exciting. And, you know, there are other careers and jobs out there that I'm assuming give that type of satisfaction, but that's for them and not for me.
Right.
What mine is my client's success. That's what's, you know, important for me, because I know that if they get put into a position to where they can now give back, then I've just now taken that opportunity and really kind of 10x'd it, if you will, you know, for the future, you know, for our future, you know, for that matter.
And it gives it, and if you look at the bigger picture and the lifestyle, and the same thing as being, like you're saying, as being a life coach and running your own business and knowing your passions and everything that you're going with it, like, your mentality has to be there first. And so that is great, because most of the time I have friends of mine who call me up and they're like, Unique, what should I do in this situation? Like, I'm the problem solver line. Like, you call me and
right.
I answer the question and I give you options. Like, I'm not out. This is how I raise my daughter. This is how I do things. I like to give people options. I'm like, here's A, B, and C. You can,
right.
you know, do it this way. You can do it that way. And you can do it another way. And which way will work better for you? How would you feel about it? You know, and that goes with life too. And your insecurities and securities are very important too, because your insecurities gloom out into your business. Because I do this and I'm on live every day, or not every day, but I'm on live at least, let's say just once a week. And people are like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that just to get on live. If you go back in some of my timelines, I'm sitting here with it close to my face because I barely washed my face that morning. And just because I had something to say, I went live. And you get so much more respect about being the true you and being passionate about what you do and being so true to yourself that you don't, it doesn't even matter how you look, because if you're saying the right things and doing the right things, people will listen to you. You know, that beauty and wearing all that makeup and to show that you have enough confidence to get on video with your hair messed up or you eyes gunk in the side of it, for you to be able to do that shows confidence. You know what I mean? It's not a it shows confidence. And that starts with you knowing who you are and loving who you are. So becoming, helping people in their business is even about learning how to love and appreciate yourself. I did a live. I was doing Facebook Live, double lives one time, and the lady was like, you inspired me to get on here. And I was like, oh, I got to do my hair. I got to do my makeup. And I was just being, I'm just like, hey, like, it's the time for me to get on. I get on. I put on my shirt on for branding purposes. But, like, I'm not trying to dress up. I want you to know that I am regular, just like you. I can get fancy. I have some fancy pictures, and I can be fancy all day and be around and do six-figure things, seven-figure things. But at the end of the day, I'm just a regular person. If you shoot me, I bleed. So my whole thing is that you have to understand that you're just regular, and you have to do and put your passions and your love out there. And when you have confidence in yourself, your business grows so much faster and better because of that. You know what I mean? So you have to have that first level of mentality and make sure that you're comfortable in your skin, and then you can grow. So that life coaching and business coaching thing is very, very, very respectful. I love that. I love that by many means. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, even a coach needs a coach, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I actually have a lot of different types of clients, and I do have some coaches, you know, and, you know, look, and I have coaches as well. So, you know, I have coaches for different things, you know. I mean, there is really, you know, everybody needs help. And everybody needs a second set of eyes to look at what they're doing. And everybody needs a different perspective. And when you decide that you need to invest in yourself and really kind of take a hard inventory and a look at saying, okay, you know, what do I invest in my life that is going to be important? I invest in my brain. I invest in my body. I invest in my business. I invest in my future. I invest in my children, right? I invest in my significant other. I mean, there's investments that when they pop up, you do not blink an eye. You just do it. And
right.
I think that it's important for people to get their priorities straight, because we spend money and like it's going out of style. And because it's smaller amounts that add up over time, it doesn't seem as bad. But when you're thinking about it, you know, I mean, sometimes investing as little as $10 to $15 a day, you know, in your personal health. Could you imagine if you did that, right? It's not a small amount. You waste that on Starbucks, you know, or maybe any of these other, you know, vices that we have. And look, I'm human, just like you said, like we all have something that really kind of we can look at and say, wow, do I really need that? And is there a better investment that I can make of that amount of money that will give me more return, right? Because everything is about ROI. I know for a fact, being in the fitness industry for such a long time, that I saw so many people that were near death, and some of them actually did die. You know, I mean, I'm not going to keep it G-rated forever. You know, like we had some serious people walk in to our facilities with some serious issues. And they needed to turn things around. But you know how many people 9 months later, 10 months later, 12 months later would come to us and just be like, look, if it hadn't have been for you guys, I wouldn't have made it. You know, it's things like that. Like I've taken on clients to where they've been very, very successful in their business, but their home life is absolutely in shambles. Their kids hate them. Their wife is definitely not, you know, hanging out with them. I mean, you know, where their business is running great. Well, guess what? It's that where they're allocating their efforts. It's where they're investing that is the big problem. You know, and we all go through it, right? Anybody that tells you that you need to have balance,
yep,
that's not true. The balance is not true. Focus and effort is true. If there's something wrong, fix it. You know, that's the instantly. I mean, after people have just a 15-minute conversation with me or one of my coaches, we figure out in that 15 minutes what is the major problem, and then we give you the play to fix it, and then we coach you to make sure that you don't make that same mistake again. Once we know that's fixed, then we set up a plan that is going to continue improvement in that plan. So as an example, if it's a relationship, then we fix that relationship, not right away, but we break through, break it down, tear it from limb to limb, and then we strategize on how we fix it, we build it back up, and then tell, guess what, the next problem arises. Because you focus all that effort and energy on your family, then something's going to give. Okay,
right.
There's just not enough hours in the day. But then it's finding what your true purpose is, because there are people that are high performers out there. And our ultimate goal with our coaching program is to get you to peak performance. Our ultimate goal is to get you in all areas of your life to be firing on all cylinders. That means that you are living your best life. But it takes time. You have to fix the things in different orders sometimes in order to get to the true, right, the true mecca. And that takes time. You know, that doesn't happen overnight. Definitely. I mean, physically, you have to make changes over time. You know, I mean, I'm setting up right now which is going to kind of be a little bit of a sneak peek, but I'm setting up right now. I've taken all the best habits from the best clients that we've had, and I've taken these habits, and it's a bit of a hack to where these are the top things that people do that are top performers in every area of your life. So it's like the cheat codes on everybody.
Wow.
Okay, which is awesome. Yeah, well, it's fantastic. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to really kind of share it with everybody, you know, just because that's the type of person that I am. I just want to do it right. And there's got to be a system, just like anything else in life, like, right, we got to be able to really,
yep.
really service this and really, really help people because, you know, sometimes people look at lifestyle coaching and they look at business coaching as an extra amenity. Right. And they look at it
right.
as, well, that's extra. If I got a little extra money, then I'll do that. Well, that really should be the number one thing that you
yeah.
should be spending your money on.
I agree
that
with
should,
you.
That really, yeah, that really should be. Because when you add it up, I mean, the average American probably spends like $500 to $700 a month on shit. Excuse my French. On stuff that hurts you, stuff that kills you, stuff that rots your brain or your teeth or both or anything above and beyond, right? Like it just really doesn't do a good job for you. And if you would just reallocate those funds to something that would really pay you back 10x,
yep.
you could be just amazed on the result. And that goes for business coaching as well. Like we're running a program right now that's taking all the top habits that the most successful business owners, entrepreneurs, and CEOs of what they do to not only build their business but maintain a huge profitable business. And, you know, it's pretty fantastic when you really start to – and really, here's the thing. These are just case studies. These are
right.
just people that we've worked with that we've been able to figure out what makes them so damn good. You know, we had to tweak some things. We've had to really teach them a lot. We've had to really hold them accountable, okay? And this is daily accountability sometimes in a lot of cases, but that's what's necessary in order for you to grow. It's daily habits that really change the directory of where somebody could really be.
Exactly. So I have some people that just came on the Facebook Live and Instagram Live asking what the topic was. It is pinned in the comments, but it's about loving what you do and how much passion you have to do it. And what he was just now explaining was there's certain qualities that some of his clients have, and he's going to put out a promo with all of those great qualities that those people have had. And make kind of like a hack to being successful. And it all starts with liking it and enjoying it, because it's like eating healthy. You kind of have to learn to like eating healthy. Going out to working out, you have to like and love to work out for you to get that body that you look for, because you can't tell me there's not a bodybuilder or personal trainer or somebody out here who looks the best of the best, and they're like, oh, man, I hate working out. They're not going to tell you that, because they love to do it, and they like to see results, and they like to see those abs pop out and those arms and those triceps and those biceps. And all of those pop out. And the same thing goes with your business. And the same thing goes with your life. The same thing goes with your relationships. The same thing goes with all of that. And it's just a big point about making sure that you have enough of passion to have the drive to make the change. If you don't have the passion or the drive or even have the energy to do what you're doing, you won't continue to do it. You won't stay consistent at it. So you have to stay consistent and keep doing it and keep changing and keep moving towards. And some of it is not going to be comfortable regardless if you love what you do. So it's that level of knowing that you want those results and you want that for you to push forward in growing your business and growing yourself and growing your life and growing your relationship. So it all coheres and works together. And the thing that we're saying is, if you actually get a coach, one of us, him, her, somebody else, somebody who you can vibe with, having a coach will save you money, time, effort, and a lot of stuff that you're wasting without having one. So when you're starting your business, when you start figuring out what you want to do in life, you know, transitioning from corporate America to being a entrepreneur, you need to, you know, pay somebody. That should be one of your first things. You should pay somebody to help you. Hey, how do I set this up if you've never done it before? You know, who do I hire to build a website? Where do I get this information from? What gym do I go to? You know, what fitness coach do I go to? Because you can't do all of this on your own. And shoot, if you spend the money to try every fitness pill out there, then you're going to run out of money or get frustrated because you're never going to find that thing that works for you. So that's kind of what we're talking about tonight, is making sure that you love what you do. And as both of us being coaches, we're trying to teach and empower you guys to ask for help. It is okay when you're starting your business, find somebody who's done it before. Find somebody who's good at it and ask them for help and invest into that so that when you're going forward, you are actually making progress versus just standing dormant. Because, you know, I'll be honest, it took me a while to figure out that whole life coaching, like those books that he said, Tony Robbins, all of them. Those were my first coaches. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, Eckhart Tolle. All of those things were my first coaches that I posted to you on YouTube. All those people were my coaches that I listened to that helped me program myself to be successful and to be great. And then now sometimes you actually need to talk to a physical person. So again, if anytime anybody needs to help or wants to reach out, you have Clinton here, you have me, I am Unique Wright, he's the Provoke Coach, and you can find him on Instagram, and his website is provokecoach.com. Tell them about your services really quickly. We have about five more minutes. Tell them about your services, how they can find you, how they can reach you, how they should follow you on social media, so that they can learn more about you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, just like you said, they can go on my website at provokecoach.com. That's pretty easy to find. Under social media, I'm under Provoke Coach. Okay, just about everything out there, it's Provoke Coach or my name, Clinton Mansfield, Clinton J. Mansfield, if you want to be specific. So, some of the services that I offer, you know, pretty easy, lifestyle coaching and business coaching and speaking, right? So as I said at the beginning of the call, we work with everybody from, their lifestyle, which could be anything from, really their physical fitness. We're not a training company, so we're not there to train you. We don't do videos of group training or anything like that. But more specifically, we'll give you the opportunity to create the best program that will fit for you, the best nutrition that will fit for you. But more importantly, really the lifestyle. We're actually coming up with a hack right now that is going to be a bit of a habit hack that will allow everybody to really get started with the best results possible. So, yeah, where you can find me, hey, look, send me a message, book a call with either myself or one of our coaches. You can do that either on our website or you can actually go on social media and go ahead and book a call with us. Let's see if we're the right fit. We kind of go over everything with you. We're very transparent. We'll let you know exactly what you're getting up front so that way you can make a good decision. And then, look, just like you said, if it's not me, if it's not you, that find somebody, because it's important for you to get, you know, a fresh set of eyes to really kind of help point in the right direction. And, you know, look, our clients, you know, they get great results in pretty much every facet of their life. And if we can't help you in one way, shape, or form, we will find somebody that will, you know, because we're not an accounting company, so I'm not here to do anybody's taxes. I'm not here to do anybody's finances, anything like that, but I have great referral partners that definitely will, you know, people that we've connected with over the years. And then, you know, again, my mission is to really promote positive change and really, you know, get peak performance out of people. So, you know, that's definitely our mission.
So, Clayton, I appreciate you coming on to my live. I will send you a link to this on all the media that it's on so that you can hear
And
how everything flowed with it. And I'm super excited that you came on the show tonight with me.
Thank you so much.
You brought a lot of good content. You brought a lot of good energy. It was great. It was really great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I do appreciate it. Tons of gratitude to you and your team. You know, I definitely appreciate you having me on. And we got to do this again. You know, I have a podcast, too, that I just started. So maybe I can have you come on. We'll do it live. So I'll send you those details and everything just as soon as I can as well, okay?
Exactly. Sounds awesome. I'd be super excited to do that. So everybody,
awesome.
The Provoke Coach, hit him up on IG. Follow him on IG. Like and share this post so people can understand what he does, what he offers, and help empower. And y'all get a coach. Everybody needs a coach. When you're trying to find what you love, what you do, you need to have somebody to help you walk through it. You can't do everything alone. So, you know, find somebody who's done it before or can assist you in thinking out your process, thinking out the process of doing it. So we have, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and then we have the Provoke Coach, Mr. Clayton here, that one of us or any other coach out there can help you push your brand and push yourself to be the best you and have the best business that you can be. Because it all starts with you and your passions and desires. So we appreciate you and thank you. And I'll be looking forward to that invite to your podcast. I'm super excited about that too.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good night, Clayton. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
All right. So that was Mr. Clayton, the Provoke Coach. Y'all like him, follow him. He does similar things that I do. Mine is more business minded. His is personal. He does some business coaching as well. But at the end of the day, like, we need coaches. We need help. You need to put yourself out there. So if you do not know what you want to do, if you do not have a passion or a desire, you want to start a business, you don't know where to start, find somebody who's doing something similar. Ask them to mentor you. Ask them to coach you. Ask them to help you build your business. And if you don't know anybody personally in your circle, hey, I'm here. Clayton is there. We are all here to help you. There's a lot of other coaches out there to help you grow your business. So I want everybody out here to make sure you go and like and follow and share this post with anybody and everybody who would love to be part of starting your business or understanding your passion or needing help with that. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off. And I just want to remind you guys to pick up the business planner. It is the ultimate planner to help you grow your business, to help you organize your thoughts, to help you get your stuff together. And then my motivational book to remove all the negative people about. This is a very short read. This is not like the planner. This is a very, very short read, 100 pages with big font. See how big that font is? So make sure y'all grab this book, man. It's on Amazon by Pookie, by Unique Wright, from swing sets to luxury boats. Sometimes you have to remove those negative people out of your life to become the better you that you can be. So. So, and to find, to dig deeper into those passions. So I appreciate everybody for being on here. Signing off, click, I have the links in the bios for you to follow up with anybody if you heard something that you like, and we can go from there. All right, guys, so I'll see you later. Bye. Next Wednesday, 9 o'clock.